Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Tom Fairbanks. One more day with me, Tom, and then Ray Allen returns from the Bahamas, where he's been attending a wedding. Can't wait to hear about that. I'm sure you had a great time.
And everything will get back to normal, Bill.
Hey, it's normal with you. I mean, looking across from you always puts me at ease, because normally you're my Friday engineer producer, and it just feels like kind of Friday. But it isn't Friday. It is Monday, April the 10th. Coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI with our live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Have all of our podcasts. We've got the archive, pretty much 6 years worth of programs since we've been doing our radio show. That's at buckmastershow.com. If you'd like to join us during the hour, 790-2040 is our live line number. We begin our program every Monday with our Monday political face-off with our different teams of commentators. This week, Bruce Ash is with us. Mr. Ash in the fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Dr. Don Jorgensen is with us as well. Don is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend. My Rotary Club of Marana had a big our annual fundraiser, which is called El Tour de Cookie. Great little 29-mile bike, not a race, a bike event. So it had families, had all kinds of riders. And about every mile or two on the course is a cookie booth. They get to stop and get one. So you attract everyone, and just raised a lot of money for a lot of great causes. We've worked with building schools in Africa, water projects in Mexico, and even a special needs playground for children in Marana. So some
very
just
nice.
A great event and a great weekend.
Okay, and Bruce Ash, how was your weekend? Were you out gardening?
I was. I went to Green Things and picked up some succulents.
Jan and Jack, my owner friends of Green Things, thank you very much.
For anybody who hasn't been there, even in the last couple of weeks, when you drive up on River Road, you're going to see that other 8 or 10 acres, whatever it is that they recently acquired. It is now filled to the brim with some of the best looking stock you're going to find anywhere. It is very, very impressive. And I had a good time. I found some succulents that I hadn't seen before. And I added a couple little things in our front garden. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Green Things is like a destination. There's no two ways about it. And also a destination, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, which sponsors our Monday political face-off. Family owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. That means Mo makes house calls. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at mosgallery.com. And of course, they're on Facebook. So Mo, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, I'll have another job for you very soon, because I do all of my framing. I take over to Mo's.
I actually sent our son to redo his grandfather's military medals in a little display, because they kind of my father-in-law hadn't really done a very good job, doing his display, and had kind of pasted them in place and stuff. So anyway, I told Mike all about Mo and that Mo would take care of him. So I'm sure he'll be there in the next week or so.
Well, Don, you're going to have to send you over to Mo's here and get a testimony.
It's on my list. That sounds great.
All right. Arizona lawmakers pushed through a major expansion of the state's private school voucher program that was quickly signed by Republican Governor Doug Ducey. Yes. Voucher programs have been growing in popularity in recent years amid a belief by their backers that parents should have some choice about where they send their children to school. And the proposal expands what began in 2011 as a small program, Don Jorgensen, to now eventually all 1.1 million Arizona children are now eligible to receive these vouchers. Is this a good thing?
Not the way that it's been designed in Arizona at all. It's kind of the triumph of ideology over fiscal responsibility, frankly, in this state. There's three issues that really have to look at with this whole idea of vouchers for all. One is the shift in money. Second is the issue of competition. Third is accountability. With the money shift, who's really benefiting are those who are already sending their students to private or charter schools now. 75% of the students who have moved to private or charter schools have not moved from the low-performing schools. And that was the original target of this, to assist special needs kids, to assist those from failing schools. Most are coming from families who are already sending their kids to private charter schools. So it's become essentially a subsidy for those in that situation. Those who are poor or even middle class are not able to take advantage of this because the subsidy is a $4,400 subsidy that's going, the voucher essentially
is. It's $5,400.
Well, I thought they cut it at the end. But either way, even if it's $5,400, the average cost for a private school is 2 to 3 times that. And so those families, middle class families, can't afford that. So it's not really a choice. At the same time, with the issue of competition, when you're taking that money out of the public system, you're starving the public system. They're not going to be able to compete fairly. They have other responsibilities that they have to meet. So they're really working under two sets of rules. Mm-hmm. Private and charters can do what they wish. The public schools are required to take all students. They're required to provide a different level for special needs. They're required to provide transportation. So they're operating under different rules. So it's not fair competition there. And third, the issue of accountability. When you're going to a public school, the books are open. We can see how that money's being spent, how much of it's going to administration versus classroom. Private and charter schools, we don't have that open book policy. So there's no chance for the public to see how public tax money is being spent.
Bruce, do you like this program?
Well, I favor school choice. And we're actually able, Don and Bill, to see the results of private schools, charter schools, other alternative means of education without going to a financial statement. The real proof is in the results. And the results
we'll
aren't
talk about that.
Too. The results aren't what everybody cracks charter schools up to be, but there are some there are many high performing charter schools. There's many very highly performing parochial schools around Arizona. And look, Don probably would favor a woman's right to choose when it comes to carrying a baby to full term. And everybody says that's settled law here in this country. It is. Why shouldn't a mother have an opportunity to choose where her child or children will attend school? In fact, the manner in which they'll receive their education, provided that they meet the state guidelines. The same group who is against this voucher program has been against every reform in education, practically, for the last couple of decades.
Hmm.
And look, when you look at the school systems, the public school systems around Arizona, there are many, many high-performing public school systems. There are some that are not high-performing. There are some very troubled schools for neighborhoods here in Tucson and elsewhere. And parents shouldn't be trapped in those schools. And this gives them an opportunity to seek an alternate form to send their children for their education. And this is not a subsidy for the rich. And Don assumes, and others assume, that just because there's a $5,400 voucher, that's not going to pay the freight when it comes to a private school or a parochial school. There are many, many children in these schools around the state who receive significant scholarship grants from those schools in order so that they can attend there. San Miguel High School in Tucson here is one of the greatest examples of a religious parochial high school who takes advantage of this program and has done a fabulous job graduating like 99% of their kids. And these are not kids from great neighborhoods and not kids who tested high on scores, you know, so don't anybody, you know, think that this is like basis school where they're cherry picking people. These kids are from all walks of life, some of them living in very, very bad conditions. And there are great success stories when it comes to these schools, as there are, Don and Bill, obviously, there's some very great school districts, public school districts as well.
Yeah, let's just come back to the question of choice, because the false equivalency there is that the choice is not an equal choice. The money's being taken away from neighborhood schools and given to these private and charter schools. But let me put it this way. If Arizona was even 25th in school funding among states around the country, then you might be able to begin making a case. But when we're in the bottom three, what you have are systems that have been starved for funding to be able to provide the level of instruction and all-around school benefit that is needed, even to provide the level of service that even your best charter schools are claim to provide. So that's number one. Number two is the parents aren't getting the same information from each, so they're not able to compare fairly. What are the actual costs? What are the, and most important, as you say, what are the actual outcomes?
But nobody cares about the cost on their.
No, I'm talking about the outcomes. That's right. So let's talk about just the outcomes. We don't know what the outcomes are with charter schools and private schools because they are not required to share them and to provide them. And the new law only says you have to provide outcomes if it's 50 students or more. So I won't be surprised to see how many charters and privates only take 49. And even beyond that, there is zero accountability or zero public information regarding how the money is spent. Who's making the money for all these private charter schools that have shareholders that are in it to make a profit?
And one of our listeners reminds us, Don, that charter schools are public schools in Arizona and are required to take all comers.
Well,
it says.
That's on paper, but there are a lot of ways that they have.
You're saying a lot of ways around.
A lot of ways around it, and their finances are not public. Their shareholders aren't always public. The outcomes certainly are not public. So it's public in terms of the money they receive, but not in terms of how they operate. And there's no accountability to the parents.
All right. We've got a full board of people who would like to join the conversation, but we do need to take a break right here. It is the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Tom, why don't we take the break, and then we'll come back with the full lineup of folks who are waiting to talk. Be right back. Building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery, info and tickets at biosphere2.org. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, the monthly travel segment with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel. Also, we'll talk with Dr. Joaquin Ruiz. Dr. Ruiz is the head of the UA College of Science. Plus, Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. This week, from London, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. The Monday political face-off is, today we're talking about vouchers. And Ingrid would like to speak with us. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello. The American public has become very used to the public school system, which, of course, is a government system, and it's operated by each state individually. Arizona has its own set of schools. The money that's collected by the state should really stay with the state, and there's a good reason for this. Every child in the state of Arizona should be getting the same amount of money for him or herself to be educated. That is, every teacher who teaches biology or kindergarten, whatever grade, in every place in Arizona should be getting the same salary.
Okay.
That may sound very dictatorial, but there's really no other way to go about this. It's supposed to be equal for everybody. This district shouldn't be worse than the other district. This is a state, Arizona state-run system, and it should be operated equally for everybody. It's a government institution.
All right.
And that's the way you do it. And vouchers, by the way, create a floor below which the price of a private school is not going to go, because they know you've got $5,000 in your pocket.
Okay,
so it's going to cost you at least that.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Well, actually, a government-funded education system, not a government system, and there's no such thing as government schools, except for one I know of in the state, and that's the Arizona State Schools for the Deaf and Blind, because those are government employees, state employees that operate it, is established because no one else is meeting the needs in the school, in any systems, including private systems, and certainly parochial. So that's the only example, and they've done a wonderful job meeting the special needs of that population. All the rest are, as you know, are school board-run systems, and those school boards are elected officials from the community. So I think it's more appropriate to compare neighborhood schools to these charter and parochial schools.
John is up next. Hello, John. How are you?
I am well. I keep hearing the argument that every time a voucher student takes money out of the public school system, but also, let's say you take 100 students out at this current amount, that's $500,000, you've also taken the requirement to educate 100 children. So in solving the equation, what is the money for from the state? Is it for educating kids or for running a local school district? I say it's for educating kids.
Well, okay. Actually, John, in Arizona, in some school districts, 60% plus of the tax dollars that go toward that student's education never hit the classroom, TUSD being one of the worst examples of that. And there's a lot of people who frankly believe that more money ought to be spent in the classroom. And that's one of the things that you get oftentimes with a private school or a charter school kind of a situation, where there's a lot less in the organization and the bureaucracy of running those schools. I mean, Lord knows, we hear every day in the news about every mandate known to the heavens that are going to running these schools.
Well, in fact, that's one of the myths that has been proven not to be true, Bruce. In research around the country that's looked at charter schools, they found that they actually spend on average more on administration and less on instruction than do public schools. And that's not even factoring in profit that go to the shareholders of these private organizations. So again, that's one of the myths in Arizona. And again, the problem we have in Arizona is there is zero accountability because the private schools are not required to open their books to see how the tax money is being spent, how much of it's getting into the classroom or not.
What we do know from the NAEP is that from 2011 to 2015, our combined math and reading gains were the highest in the nation. And this is
for public schools, for neighborhood schools,
for education here right. in Arizona.
All right.
So we're fixing a problem that doesn't exist.
It does exist, Don.
We have a full board, and I want to get everybody in 5 minutes. Let's go to Dr. Kevin Lehman. Dr. Lehman knows a little bit about charter schools because he's got a couple of them. Hello, Dr. Lehman.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've enjoyed this conversation, but I just did a little fact check on our school, and a couple things just I'll throw out there. Number one, we don't cherry pick anybody. Our special services community represents 9% of our students. District 1, if I believe my statistics are true, is at 11%.
Okay.
We have 36% Hispanic population in our school, and we're proud of the diversity we have. And I think the key for anybody who wants to discuss education, I don't care if it's public or private, this is the question. Do you put authority in the classroom teacher's hand? If you don't, good luck.
Great point,
well,
Doctor.
If you found it, that's the key.
Okay, thank
excellent.
You. Thank
let
you,
me
Dr.
let me
Lehman.
Ask a question of you, Kevin, or actually two questions. You have a great reputation. I'm sure you have excellent schools. Are you willing to publish the outcomes for your schools, and are you willing to publish how that money is spent that you receive from the state?
Well, how we spend our money, I don't know. As far as I know, you know, we're an open book. I don't think we hide anything from anybody. Now, again, you're talking to just, there are people who have control over our finances. And all I can tell you is we're an open book. We try to be as upfront with our families as can be. We try to help meet the needs. And we partner, we're a charter school that partners with parents. And not to name names, but, one of the best schools in town is I'm blanking on their name. Help me out.
You're talking about Basis?
Yeah, Basis.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Okay.
And they don't want you as a parent. They don't allow you as a parent on campus. We want a partner.
Okay.
So we got a new school going up in Oro Valley that'll be open this next August. And my guess is that sucker will be close to full by the time we get the building up. So I think parents today just want a good education for their kid, and they don't always find it in the public sector, unfortunately.
Dr. Lehman, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Let's see if we can get Charles and Susan in. Charles, you're first, then Susan. I've got 2 minutes to go before we have to wrap it up. Go ahead, Charles.
Okay. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I thought I'd offer my perspective. You know, I'm a parent of 4 children that attend a charter school. The charter school just mentioned. You know, I don't like to name names either. But, you know, we're a Chicano family down here of a meager, you know, we're a humble family, and we're blessed to be a part of the charter system. My child is a junior, our oldest child, and he just got his PSAT scores back, and he's scoring in the top 95% in the country. And of the local Hispanic population, he's in the top 2%. I really couldn't, you know, okay. I heard someone mention that, you know, it's in the results, and really those, I couldn't ask for anything better than that. You
thank
know?
So Okay, thank you, Charles, for your opinion. And then, Susan, you will be our final call for the Monday Political Face-Off. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, Bill, they had passed a law this last time about children of handicapped parents going to private schools, mm-hmm. providing funds. The only thing is that if you had your child in a public school and then pulled that child out of the public school because you didn't like it, and then homeschooled your child, you had to put your child back in public school for 100 days before you could put your child of the handicapped parent into a private school. Oh. And they just changed that law. Thank
okay.
goodness.
Thank you, Susan.
And if I could, Bill, just before we okay. leave, you know, a lot of talk about parental choice. We haven't talked about homeschooling. The same people who are against vouchers are also really anti-homeschooling as well. And I don't think anybody I've ever met who have homeschooled their kids hasn't had great success with it, and their kids have excellent scholastic opportunities that they've been able to enjoy.
Well, again, that's accountability, and that's what we look for in all these cases, because the number one variable with all of this is parental involvement, no matter where they go.
Okay, Don Jorgensen. Thank you, Don. Good to see you. And Bruce Ash, thank you very much, Mr. Ash.
Pleasure.
Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Give Moe a shout-out. He and his family since 1985 taking care of Southern Arizona's custom framing needs. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine. Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Just a 3-hour drive over to Silver City if you're looking for a great weekend getaway. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There's several dozen great recreation opportunities, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness and doing some antiquing in downtown Silver City. Great places to stay as well, all covered at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's go now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Ed Mercurio-Sakwa is with us. Mr. Mercurio-Sakwa is the CEO of Emerge, the Tucson-based Center Against Domestic Abuse. Ed, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, and I just want to remind our listeners that folks doing your taxes, and a lot of them are, that the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit is still in effect, and we'd like folks to think about Emerge, correct?
We would.
So how does it work, this charitable tax credit?
Well, the nice thing is that it's a way to deal with your tax obligation while benefiting those programs in your community that are addressing the issues that you care about, and not necessarily leaving it up to the folks in Phoenix to decide where taxpayer dollars go. And this allows individuals to actually direct their donations where they want them, and it serves as a full-on credit, not just a deduction, but a credit on their taxes. And the nice thing this year was that they actually increased it, doubled it, in fact, so that couples can take a credit up to $800 and individuals up to $400. So, it can make a substantial difference to a nonprofit organization like Emerge to have those kind of donations, and at the same time, it doesn't cost the donor a penny.
What is your mission at Emerge? Could you tell us a little bit about the background and what you're doing?
Sure. So our mission is about providing the opportunity to create, sustain, and celebrate a life free from abuse. And that has kind of a broad meaning. We have for many, many years, in fact, four decades, been around providing intervention services for those folks who are victims of domestic violence, making sure that they have access to a 24/7 hotline, emergency shelter, non-residential services, housing programs, all the kinds of things that they need to try to find safety for them and their children when they are being abused in their home. We also, though, see that mission as really being about how do we stop the abuse from existing in the first place. Serving people who have already been victims will never fully end the issue and get us out of it. And so we've started working with those folks who are using the abusive behaviors in their relationships and trying to start to shift that, as well as having conversations in the community about how do we, as a community, make sure that we make a clear statement, we will not tolerate this. This will not be part of our society. And when that happens, we'll actually be able to end domestic violence.
You have an emergency shelter as part of your portfolio, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what other services do you offer?
So that shelter is a really core piece to our emergency services. We have a 24/7 bilingual crisis hotline that people can call. And that's their way to not only get services over the phone, but also to connect them to other programs like the emergency shelter. And the idea is really that when people are in a situation where they have to leave to be safe, and it's not for everybody. Not everybody needs to leave their home to be safe. Not everybody wants to leave. But for some folks, in order to avoid serious injury or even death, unfortunately, they have to get out of that situation, and we want to make sure there's a place for them to go, and so that's what our emergency shelter is all about.
Has the domestic violence, domestic abuse situation been escalating in recent years, or is it leveled off, or where is it right now, Ed?
You know, it's really hard to say because there's not any good reliable statistics about the prevalence of domestic violence, only because there are so many people who are so fearful about coming forward because they've been threatened that if they divulge that they are victims, that that partner who's using the abusive behaviors has said they will harm them if they divulge that. And so there's really pretty unreliable numbers out there in terms of whether the incidents of domestic violence are going up and down. But what I can tell you is that the number of domestic violence calls to 911, which is well over 13,000 in our community every year, the number of domestic violence arrests, and the number of people coming forward for services that emerge continues to grow. In fact, we served about 6,000 people last year alone, which is about a 31% increase over the last 2 years. So we're seeing a pretty sharp increase in the number of people who are reaching out.
And this was a merger, emerged, if you will, from the Tucson Center for Women and Children and the Brewster Center. This was a merger, correct, about 9 years ago?
That's right. Back in 2008, those two domestic violence service providers here in town merged to become Emerge, as you said. And it really gives us a little more efficiency in how we and streamlines administrative costs, but also makes it a little easier for folks getting services to know this is where I go and this is where I can get help. And then, you know, it gives us the ability to have a little more comprehensive range of services available for folks.
If there is someone in an abusive relationship right now and they really do not know where to turn for help, they're listening to the radio right now, what can you offer them, Ed, and what advice can you give them?
Well, you know, what we say is always reach out and call our hotline. It doesn't mean that you have to be leaving your relationship. It doesn't mean that you have to be saying definitively that you're even in a domestic violence situation. A lot of people call just to even, as they're kind of contemplating, is this a healthy situation or not? And if not, what might I want to choose to do about it? We are never going to tell people what they should do. We're just going to give them support and options with what they feel is right for them. And so calling that hotline is an opportunity to do that without any commitment to what they might, you know, ultimately do next. So that number is 795-4266. They can call it 24 hours a day, They can also visit our website, emergecenter.org. There's lots of information there about domestic violence. They could even, you know, start the process on their own of deciding, is this what's going on in my house? And is this something that I want to tackle? And if so, how? So I think that's what we'd suggest, is just to start exploring, because what we'd hate for folks to do is end up either staying in a domestic violence situation or even worse, being killed in one, which happens about 25 times a year in our community. Mm. And, you know, to not have known that there was a resource to even start to explore what they might do about it.
Ed, thank you very much. Once again, I will mention that folks can go to Emerge, just Google it, and you'll get to your website, and we'll also have all the information about the couples filing jointly can donate up to $800, and individuals can donate up to $400. So this is part of the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Ed, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Ed Mercurio-Sakwa, the CEO of Emerge, Center Against Domestic Abuse. Up next, our monthly Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. It's the Consumer Scam Alert. Suzanne Miller waiting in the wings. We'll talk with her right after this.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery. Info and tickets at biosphere2.org. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is our monthly interview segment featuring the Scam Alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And we welcome Suzanne Miller to the Buckmaster Show. Suzanne is now, she's been promoted. So congratulations, Suzanne. I'm going to tell all of our listeners that your new title is Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. Very well deserved.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
They made the right choice. Boy, you guys had a great event with the BBB Torch Awards.
Fantastic evening. Sold out event. 450 people. It was a great time and a lot of wonderful networking opportunities.
Everybody's talking about spring cleaning. You know, we could, I guess, apply that to the digital spring cleaning time of year, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of how we're flipping it. We're really trying to focus a little bit more on the scam side of spring cleaning and really trying to clean up our digital footprints.
And the BBB and the National Cyber Security Alliance has put together a four-week online kind of good way to clean up your online life.
Yeah, we've kind of worked together to create something that seems like, you know, it's doable, that doesn't seem to overwhelm you, because there are a lot of pieces to our digital life that we need to clean up and make sure that we stay safe. This is one of the best ways to keep us from, becoming a victim of scams and fraud, identity theft. It's really important.
Let's go over each of the weeks. Let's begin with week one. I guess keep the clean machine.
Don't you love that? Yeah. So basically, it's a basic first step to make sure that all the web-connected devices, you know, your PCs and the mobile phones, smartphones, tablets, are all free from malware and infections. And it sounds simple, but sometimes we forget to run those reports, have your system, look for any kind of malware that might be on there. So really make sure that your software is current as well, because software upgrades, when you do that and do the updates, it actually, it downloads any kind of system fixes for malware that might be out there. So it's important to stay up on that and make sure that you have really removed any old apps that are on your phone. If you're not using them, no need to keep them. And make sure your operating system, like I said, is always updated on your mobile device, because basically if you delete the unused apps, there's going to add more storage, longer battery life, and you're just cleaning up your system.
Yeah, because so many of those apps are not even being used probably on the...
Right.
Yeah, you've got a million of them.
I tell you, like when I'm going through this, I'm like, oh my goodness, I really need to apply this to my own life, because there are so many apps on my phone that I don't use and I wonder why it's running slow.
So that certainly could take most of week one.
Right. And,
right,
you know,
there,
fitting
yeah.
that into your schedule. So that's why we give you like a whole week to try to do a little this day, do a little that day. You don't have to sit down in one big, 2 hour, 3 hour segments. You can just kind of do it throughout the week.
And then week two, I guess, is about really thinking about security.
Right. So now that we've got your system kind of cleaned up, now we're going to think about a way to be safer online. So the main one is that two-step authentication. We've talked about this before, but so many internet systems have the social networks, financial institutions, they all offer this key security step free of charge. And we ask everyone to opt into that. And I have been using it. And once you get it set up, it really is simple. And it really makes me feel so much more secure as to who's using, if there could be somebody that uses or logs into my system, I'm going to know about it. The other thing is securing your router. with a strong password, you know, and don't give out, don't call it the Jones family or 123 Elm Street, you know.
Like, there probably are a lot of people that just say, well, I'll just use, I can remember 123.
Right, right. And, you know, and so there's your username, and don't let your username tell anybody who owns that router, and make sure that you're strong, your password is strong. And that goes for everything. The passwords on, you know, everything. Make sure they're longer, lowercase letters, uppercase, numbers, symbols. Really make it complicated. And I know that takes time, but when you have separate passwords, at least for key accounts, it really helps thwart cyber criminals. And, you know, and write down all of your online passwords in one safe place, and maybe in a locked safe. That's actually what I do at home. And when I do forget something, I know where I can go to find it.
Because you've got it in one location. You've got it in a little book, and I assume a little book, and it's in the safe.
Yeah.
So it's secure there. And also, don't forget about securing your phone. This is really important.
That's huge. And so many of them have that swipe with your finger. Mm-hmm. That's great. Do that.
So those are two great weeks. We're halfway there to our four-week cybersecurity fix. What's week three?
So now you're halfway done. So now let's think about your digital records, your PCs, your phones, any device with storage, just like you do with your paper files. So we're really going to ask you to clean up your email. Save only those emails that you really need. Clear out the delete files, the archive files. Just, you know, if you're not using them, empty them. And when you go and you do that, also manage your subscriptions. So if you are getting a lot of e-newsletters, email alerts, updates that you no longer read, unsubscribe from those. But don't have BBBB one of those, because we're always giving you good information.
Yeah, we don't want to delete BBB.
Don't do that one.
But for those that you don't want to, it's easy to opt out. You can go to the bottom there. It says if you don't want to receive anything, just click the button and you'll be taken care of.
And legally, they have to do that. And also, when you go to throw away any of your electronics, if you're disposing of any of your hard drives or disks or memory cards, still get those shredded by someone you can trust. So there's shredding events. We've done one. We just did one in Sierra Vista. We'll probably be having another one coming up in Green Valley soon. So really go and use some kind of a company that shreds your electronics, because that data, even if you delete it, you just don't want to take any chances with that, and make sure that, you know, they're really cleaned up. And that goes with your photo albums. When we talked about deleting older files, you know, backup photos you want to keep, and delete old and maybe less flattering pictures of yourself and your family, you know.
And all those those email addresses that go back 10 years and some of those people you have not been in touch with and maybe 9 years.
Right? So. I mean, there's a lot of information that we keep that we don't ever go back to, so we never have a chance to delete it because we just don't touch it anymore. But this is a time when you really want to focus on doing that and backing up the data that you do want to keep, so that you always have something safely stored. And again, you can put that in that same, you know, safe with your passwords, just to make sure that you have backup should anything happen. And make sure you empty your trash and recycle bins on all your devices, you know, on a regular basis. That's really important.
And how about I guess this is week four would be good, cleaning up the online reputation and making sure your online reputation is squeaky clean.
That's right. You know, I mean, your social media, your Facebook profile.
Want something pretty strange out there.
No, I mean, it's really important to make sure that you are, you know, being careful with the information that you're giving out on your accounts. Don't put in your address. Don't put in your family members' connections. These are all little things, like especially with your kids, and make sure that you have an active role in making sure their online reputation is safe, because anything that you give out in the social media world, any of the platforms, you are giving that information to scammers that can create a profile on your behalf.
And I've seen people on Facebook that will give out over the Facebook their phone number.
Right.
Not a good idea.
It's really not. No. I mean, any information that you don't want, you know, anyone to have except for your close friends, don't post it publicly.
So it's very important to kind of go through all of this, you know, over a 4-week period. But I think it seems overwhelming to even begin, but you really do need to do it because there's a lot of stuff since we've entered the digital age over
the last 10 years
that it's time to do an update.
It catches really up is. To us quickly.
It really does.
But there are a lot of steps. And so we put this on our website and our news and events page at tucson.bbb.org, where people can actually go into the segment and they can see all of the steps. There's an infographic. There's a video. So we tried to make it very easy to understand.
And again, folks, go to the BBB website, and it's just Google BBB or Better Business Bureau Tucson will get you there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Tucson.bbb.org is the site, but the news and events page is where you'll find this segment on it. You can also get tips on the digital safety from the National Cybersecurity Alliance that we've been working with, and they're at staysafeonline.org. And then you can do a cyber checkup for businesses. There's 5 steps to better business cybersecurity, and that is also on our page. Just, you know, look up cybersecurity. You'll find it there. We're also going to be having a cybersecurity workshop the end of this month. So that's on our news and events page too, and that is actually with the Tucson Police Department. They've got some great tips to give businesses to keep their online information safe.
Suzanne Miller, doing a great job, bang up job there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Great seeing you.
Great seeing you, Bill. Thanks for always having us here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check, another one of our local talk shows. Mike Shaw from 4 to 5, Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow afternoon. On behalf of Tom, have a great afternoon and evening.